everybody. Welcome to Marvel Movie News. Today we are talking about Ghost Rider, life model decoys on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We're talking Guardians of the Galaxy at Comic-Con and lots more. Stay there. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk.
Next, we'll switch out. And I'll be like,
do it next week.
Next week, I'll be like, come on, man. I'll sit down. We'll just move chairs.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. No, I'm awful at the cold open. I don't know why they have me do it. Hey, we're
talking
about
the air.
No, we're on the air.
We're on the air. Oh, okay. We vamp sometimes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Me and him were like, whoa.
Do they know cameras are here?
Do they know they're like,
don't say it wasn't good.
Guys, don't tell them we know that moment was weird.
Hello, everybody. We are the Marvel Movie News, coming to you live from Asgard. That's what we've decided today. We're in Asgard, where we tell you all the news from all the studios and why you should be as excited as we are. Subscribe to us on iTunes at Marvel Movie News, or find us at youtube.com/Popcorn Talk Network. You can find us through the Popcorn Talk's website, popcorntalknetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at Marvel News PTN or at The Popcorn Talk. Also on facebook.com/Marvel News Show. And guys, if you'll tweet a link out to the show with a message telling people about the live chat, Doom in the booth will retweet you.
Doom is very excited.
He's everywhere.
Doom is everywhere.
Doom is everywhere and nowhere.
Doom is rattling in your skulls.
Doom would also like to tell you guys that later on in the show, we will be doing a call-in segment due to the Light News Week.
Light News Week? What are you talking about?
Can
There's
I borrow
so
your
much.
Phone? No, you may, yeah.
So I can call in?
Just let us know what we
Guys, so much
about.
Happened this week. Brexit, there was a horrible atrocity.
No. Marvel movies.
Yeah. No, we're just on the
There's
news.
No movies out this week.
Doom would like to remind you that Latveria was exiting the European Union before it was cool.
Before it was cool.
I'll throw up the number on the screen towards the end of the show, so start thinking of fun questions.
Where's the
Doom
numbers,
demands though? Things like that bachelor party question from last week.
Yeah, that was great.
Make it come out.
Oh, yeah, that was a good question.
We're
not regular
news media. We won't invent or hide news. We'll actually just stick to
Where's
it.
The numbers show up? Is it if we go like
Can
this,
we go, like a lady in the train?
We're
going to do it in post.
Okay.
We'll do it in post.
In post live?
How do they call us in post?
I'm so confused.
There's a lot of questions.
Oh, no.
You'll be home when it happens.
All right, let's dive in. Well, first of all, we should introduce ourselves. I'm Matt Key at The Matt Key. We've got Coy Jandreau, who is at CoyJandreau.
I'll just let you do it.
You do a hard J for that? Yeah. I always go with Jandreau.
That's the French, but in the spelling,
Sorry, guys.
On Twitter and Instagram.
Jandreau.
In the
In America.
It's Coy Jandreau. Find him.
We've also got Sean DePasquale. Hello, sir. Welcome back.
You went fancy with my name.
Well, because you're a guest.
Thank you.
Like, I'm used to Coy.
Coy
Jandreau.
Look at us matching shirts, by the way.
No, it's so embarrassing. So embarrassing.
Once again, thank you last week from Max Haran. These are, we were too excited to not wear them.
I haven't stopped wearing this shirt.
It's real stinky.
Yeah.
Everyone out there in the audience, now you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No one needs to know my name, I guess.
Well, Coy started talking about shirts and stuff.
All right.
So, yeah,
we're
all over.
I got a cool shirt, whatever.
I feel bad. It's cool. We're barely here.
I am actually barely
I know.
Here. Good morning, Los Angeles.
Sean, tell us about yourself.
It's
You've
good
been
to
on
be
before.
Back. I'm glad to be on the show with you this time.
I know.
Last time you just called in. Like,
it's the
drive by. Hello, I'm here. I have opinions, and then I have out. Gotta go. Goodbye.
Bye.
It was very uncomfortable for me. To be honest.
It was uncomfortable.
It was
for
like
me
we didn't
too.
Know each other.
Yeah,
and we've known each other a while.
No, I hated it. Yeah. It felt very awkward to me.
It's good to be back. I feel at home now. It's everyone on this panel is someone that I know.
That's
just
true.
Much
it's pretty,
better.
Pretty cozy.
Yeah. Very cozy.
Yeah. Well, we're glad to have you back.
Thank
and Cohen,
you.
We have you back too.
I'm back too. Thanks, guys.
Matt Cohen, everyone.
I'm here.
Does he get an intro? Should we
Matt Cohen? Well, Matt Cohen.
I'm back. I think they know. I was on Boogeyman 2. I'm currently on... that's the other Matt Cohen. Sorry. Don't worry about him. I'm a guy.
Well, tell us about yourself.
I'm back. I am a podcaster of some repute. I am a at Camel Toad of some repute. I've been podcasting for a few years, and I've written some comics and some other stuff. And then Sean and me recently linked up and started a podcast over at the HeadGum Network
called Cabin Boys,
which Coy has been on, and we would love to have Matt Key on. I have invited you before, but
he's very
someone's
Matt
busy.
Matt Key's very busy.
So busy. But, just the busiest man.
Yeah, and I also write comic books and...
Galaxies for Hire?
Yeah, Galaxies for Hire from Devil's Due Publishing. It's going to be in Diamond for the October solicitations.
No way.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
we're putting out... Our first issue is going to be 48 pages. Double-sized, we have three variant covers and stuff.
A prestige edition?
Like size 20 font? What do you mean double-sized?
Double-sized book.
Oh,
like 48 pages instead of 22. That's sick, dude. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
That's awesome. Yeah. Congrats.
All for the low, low price of $4.99.
Whoa! Yeah. How could you afford not to buy it?
If you don't,
if you don't have a job. Yeah.
Most likely.
Yeah. You're spending your money on other things.
Yeah, that's a good point.
To be honest, it's like if you really can't afford it, you can steal it.
You heard it from the author.
From which store in particular? Do you have one?
From online. Don't go into a store. No.
Oh, I thought you meant steal.
You may never steal from an actual comic book store.
That's true. Yeah.
But you may go online and BitTorrent it if it gets up there somehow.
I can't tell if you're joking or not.
No, he's not joking.
Sean's at home just uploading his own stuff to BitTorrent. More power to
you. Listen.
Oh, I've always said if you want to pirate anything I've ever done, please go ahead.
You should enjoy it. Yeah,
please.
We get paid on the top end. You know what I mean? For the most part. You didn't get paid at all.
Not for Galaxies, I don't. I'm saying if you really can't afford it, but you really want to read it, I'd rather you read it than not read it.
The more people who read it, the better, guys.
And tell some people that can't afford it, hey, I read this thing, and you should buy one.
You should go buy it.
If you're an actor and you think you're going to get paid in the back end, like they offer you a percent, unless you're Tom Cruise.
You'll get paid in some back end, but not the
This is the show for that. That's for the DC movie show.
They get paid on the back
because they love sex jokes and darkness.
No jokes, no jokes.
Oh, DC, no, just sex.
The DC movie show is like this. They're like, hello.
It's four dudes in leather jackets smoking cigarettes. And they're like, who even cares?
DC movie universe news. You know what? You care, you're a nerd.
They're all like Frank Miller over on the DC show.
They're like, now look at these chicks we found pictures of.
You know there's no news. This week has been derailed so hard.
Oh, yeah, we've already derailed.
Sorry, viewers.
Let's hit up the first news item.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Captain America Civil War, the Blu-ray DVD release is rumored to be September 13th. Skadoosh!
Big news.
Big giant news.
It's big news that they're still putting it out on DVD.
That actually is a good point.
It's coming out on DVD.
Blu-ray too?
It's also on Blu-ray.
Oh, and the week before, it's coming out in digital.
Yeah.
Are they not getting like six different Blu-rays, like with 3D, one?
There'll probably be one at Target exclusive, Best Buy exclusive, then there'll be a 3D, a 2D, and then
there'll probably
a combo.
Be like a steelbook.
Yeah.
I would imagine they're going to do a Team Cap and a Team Iron Man.
Interesting.
Or maybe it's the slip cover is Cap and you open it up to Iron Man.
And then the other for the other different stores.
Unlike DC, Marvel has yet to do a director's cut of any of their movies, which I think is really
interesting. Not true, Daredevil.
No. That was Fox.
That was Fox.
Okay.
That was
Are we Marvel Studios or Marvel?
I was very clear.
Blade happened as well.
I was very clearly referencing Marvel Studio films have not yet released they've never done a director's cut. They've never gone back.
The only one I can think of a Marvel property in general is Daredevil.
I think the Daredevil director's cut had to happen because it was so much better.
It's like, awesome.
It was like a C-minus to
Oh, it's great. Coolio's in it.
Yeah, it's strong
for like 40 minutes.
Really,
they cut an entire Coolio.
It's really good. It's bloody and it's a lot closer. It's not smarter. An R, but
I don't know if I'd say it's really good.
No, I like it
from
a lot.
A C minus to like a B minus.
Yeah, I enjoy the Daredevil director's cut.
Yeah, you know what?
Same with Kingdom of Heaven,
guys.
You know, I have now, but then it was easily an A. No, now it's a B minus.
Yeah.
But then it was like. Because it was really exciting to watch the one that I wanted to see later, like 3 months later, being like, oh, good, thanks.
But we also know what the special features might be.
Can I guess?
Mm-hmm. Of course, please do.
Director commentary from the Russos.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You got it, you got it.
Gag reel.
Yep.
A bonus featurette about...
Uh-huh.
The special effects and a large superhero fight of that scale at the airport.
Let's see. Mm. Yeah, a little bit.
Airport bonus featurette?
Not the airport specifically.
Effects, though.
No, I'll give you a hint. There are two featurettes.
Okay.
What could they possibly be about?
One's about Team Cap, one's about Team Iron Man.
There you go, buddy.
Okay.
Yep.
And then it also probably has a couple deleted scenes.
Yep.
Yeah, and you literally just named every feature on it.
All right.
Except for
big thing.
The Open Your Mind, Marvel's Doctor Strange exclusive sneak peek.
Here's my question about
by the hoary host of Hogarth.
Oh my God, got dude.
When that movie, when Doctor Strange comes out in not too long of a time, and there's forever, it's like back in the day with VHSs when there were coming attractions. It dates the Marvel, Civil War disc so instantly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like having the previews after the credits. You're like, coming soon. And you're like, well.
It's like I bought that Bond Blu-ray set, and at the very end, the last page is an empty space for Spectre. Yeah. And I'm never going to buy that. So now whenever I look at my set, I go like, oh, that's right. That's when I bought
this. That was before this fell
before
apart.
This happened. Yeah.
I think Deadpool should show up in the Civil War Blu-ray because I'm selfish.
Just in the Blu-ray?
Yeah, just like Ryan Reynolds.
Like fourth wall, like giving you a tour. Well, they did that with the X-Men
Apocalypse. X-Men Apocalypse Japan trailer has Deadpool inexplicably just introducing the X-Men Apocalypse, and he's not involved at all.
Well, but what's so funny about that is that X-Men Deadpool hasn't even been released in Japan yet.
But they're announcing his like...
Like, X-Men Apocalypse has been out in Japan, but Deadpool has not
Deadpool
yet.
Deadpool finally came out like two
I think
weeks
it finally did come out, but that's why he was at the end of that time. Yeah,
6 months typically.
Yeah,
yeah. Weird,
yeah, because it's far.
No.
Yeah, it takes a long time.
It's got to get over there.
It takes a long time for the light waves to get over there. Yeah.
Internet, man.
Well, speaking of Blu-ray DVD releases, there's a rumor that Daredevil might be getting one. Only the season one, not season two yet, but Daredevil might finally be getting...
Why? Would that be the first Netflix show to get a Blu-ray? Like, Orange is the New Black?
House of Cards is on Blu-ray.
Is it?
Because I am an idiot that owns it. I love that show. And I was like, I have Netflix, but I want better picture quality than streaming. Purchase. And then I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah, they got 4K streaming now, homie. They got
4K streaming Netflix.
Yeah, no, I bought them.
All right.
I'm a guy that I asked for Christmas.
I guess they do.
Features? Picture quality.
Was there bonus features?
Yeah, there's bonus features. There's commentary. There's some deleted scenes.
There are commentary still?
Yeah. I would listen to that.
Yeah, because the show's great. Commentary. And I want, like, I'm a Blu-ray guy because I want the perfect picture quality. So even 4K streaming at times depends on your internet quality.
Sure.
So
sure.
I bought those, and I'll probably buy
Daredevil. You hear that, ladies? He's a Blu-ray guy.
I like that quality image.
That's right. You should see his Laserdisc collection.
It's pretty fantastic.
What's a Laserdisc?
Matt...
VHS,
it's a long story, but I wasn't too sure what they were.
If you're interested at all in listening to Cabin Boys, there's an episode that takes place in a Laserdisc store.
I'm in that episode.
That a long portion of it, Matt, no gimmick, was like, yeah, Laserdiscs, and then VHS came out. And, like, at first I thought he was joking, I went with the bit, and then I was like, no, but, haha, but really, though, it was the opposite. And he's like, no. I'm like, yeah, no, you're right, because
did
they
you guys both
downgraded
that
the quality.
What, the VHS came out before?
Yeah.
Of course, everybody knows that.
Yeah. Why did I have a VHS player but no Laserdisc?
Why would they downgrade from Laserdisc quality
usually
to
the previous medium goes away when the new one comes. Where's HD DVD players?
But
So
you think VHS would go away when second Laserdisc came out?
No, because
it just didn't succeed.
They're with me. I'm looking on the chat. I appreciate the comments, you guys. Team Matt, I know.
All right, let's. Daredevil's coming out, and that is apparently like it's a website called Zavi.com doing pre-orders.
Sounds reliable.
Yeah, right. And it's going to be a 4-disc set, and the release date is October 3rd.
All right,
of this year.
Cool.
Guess what?
You can watch it on Netflix.
But I would buy that for the commentaries.
Yeah, and now there's going to be a hallway fight scene special feature. There's got to be like, stuff like that. You can't get on.
You want me to predict the special features on that right now?
Hallway fight scene.
For sure.
Casting.
The making of the costume.
Yep. Yeah.
Which will be a big deal for the first season DVD the iterations they went through.
Are you Team Murdoch or are you Team Foggy?
Audition
footage.
I'm
Team neither.
I'm Team Punisher.
I'm Team Punisher and Team Kingpin and Team Deborah Ann Wool.
Trust us for season two. It gets exciting, you guys.
What's next?
They haven't seen season two yet.
So this is not about a movie at all. Talking to Cinema Blend about her upcoming movie, Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates or something.
Sure.
I can't remember the name
of it. It's probably called that.
Anna Kendrick. Was asked if she would play a superhero, and her answer was, "My brother sent me a Squirrel Girl comic because he thinks I should play her. I don't know what Squirrel Girl does other than be half squirrel, but I could be half squirrel." And that sent the internet into
She's
a frenzy.
Not even half squirrel.
Can I just preface with, Captain America becoming a Nazi set the internet into
a
frenzy
week.
For 1 month,
uh-huh.
And then it was immediately revealed that he is not a Nazi,
yeah.
And it's all good.
And so did Roman Reigns getting a well in the suspension. Oh, that's a different show.
I just don't understand how upset the internet got. Like, it was literally, everyone's so, like, on the button to be mad. Yes. Everybody's just what can I read about?
My point is, overexcited. It's like, this is cool, she'd be great
as do we live in a super xenophobic country that comes out sometimes when stuff like this
that
happens?
Picture.
I think the world's just ready to be mad. I think at all times.
So, yeah, that is some, like, weird furry porn stuff.
I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that movie if that's what the movie ends up looking like.
You know, I never even equated Squirrel Girl to furryism, but they're pretty close.
Also, I think those are the squirrels from SpongeBob Out of the Water. I think that's Sandy at the end. That squirrel in the front. You guys haven't seen it?
Sorry, haven't seen it. an artist named Boss Logic, who goes by that name, put that together as a, hey, here's what she could possibly look like. So
it's not bad. It's not bad casting, in my opinion. No,
I think yeah, that should be a great scroll. Yeah,
is that a Greg Land drawing? Because it looks like Greg Land.
It looks very Greg Land.
Or Greg Horn, if her,
that's what I mean.
If her
Greg shirt was Greg down Horn a little is who I meant, actually, not Greg
like
Land.
Like my Sweet Emma Frost painting.
Apologies to Greg Land. I did mean Greg Horn.
Nick Hedspeth in the live chat loved your Roman Reigns joke.
Thank
and,
you.
I mean, no, sorry. X-Gilly Sniper 6. And we have never had a wrestling joke fan.
Guys, I'll have a lot more if you want.
Check out WrestleCast. Yeah, it doesn't also exist. Known as Cabin Boys.
Right into whoever owns this building or wherever I am and tell them to give me a show here.
About wrestling.
A wrestling show.
Or wherever I am.
Wherever I am right now.
We roll that into rooms, take a blindfold off of him, and then sit him in front of a microphone. And that's how.
And I'm like, what are we talking about? Talk, Marvel?
Marvel? Sure, I can.
One Piece.
Can we talk about Blu-rays and A-Tracks?
NJPW Best of Super Junior. All right, let's keep going.
So the next bit is Legion, the TV show, which is coming to FX. We have our first picture from behind the scenes, and it is of Dan Stevens, I believe. None of these, we're finding it. There
are
we
they
go.
Seeing all those pictures, too?
No, I wish they were seeing
No,
those.
They're not. Is Dan Stevens, like in the it looks like they're in the mixing booth in the edit bay somewhere, and that's a picture of,
I have a question that's about to lose me Dan 9,000 nerd points. What is Legion?
Oh, dude. Cool, okay. It. Legion is Xavier's son that can control.
Oh, it's yes. Him and Moira's
yeah.
kid.
But they're basically
has a show now.
And then it's being created and written and showrun by the dude that did the Fargo show.
Noah Hawley.
So it's
yeah.
gonna now, be the weirdest.
But it's comic. Just about
Well,
X-Men Legacy
is a 24-issue run that came out like 3 years ago that is incredible, wherein Legion has to take out different versions of his personality in his own mind that all manifest as a different power. So in order to get all of his powers back, he has to go into his head and take out different personalities.
This sounds like, from what the guy has spoken of, to be something sort of inspired by that, have nothing to do with X-Men
or Marvel
all.
Comics.
It's totally
or
separate.
Comics. It's like Lucifer, kind of. Yeah. It's just a loose...
There'll be references to the universe, probably, like, you know, tangentially, but the sure. comic is brilliant.
Two seasons of Fargo, I have full faith in, that's awesome. In this
no,
show.
Absolutely.
I don't really understand, but I'm in.
Yeah, like, I've only seen the first season cool. of Fargo and a couple episodes of the second, but I mean...
And this dude was good on Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
And shout out to John Forsythe, who just read that run on my recommendation and loved it. So more people, X-Men Legacy is some of the best X-Men you'll read.
I've still got to sit down and read it. I still haven't read it.
Is it better than that issue where Kitty Pride says Professor Xavier's a jerk
on the cover?
She's standing in front of the Christmas tree.
She's so mad.
It's my favorite.
It's hard to top that cover.
So yeah, that's. I mean, we've got stuff to look. I don't even know if they have a premiere date for it, but they're making it.
Happening.
That's a picture of a picture that someone took off a picture.
Yeah.
Yep. That's
yeah.
exactly what
it. Yeah.
But I'm down with the show
I
idea.
The showrunner took that in the edit bay.
Sure.
And yeah, and I think you posted it on Instagram.
I was talking to people who don't know what a showrunner is. Okay, I'm trying to smooth it out for everyone here.
Don't talk down to the audience.
Yeah, we got a smart audience. Yeah.
So Thor Ragnarok started filming yesterday.
Going to be the best.
It sounds wonky.
It's gonna be the best.
It's gonna be so weird.
I can't wait.
Guys, here's why I'm excited. I very recently found out who Taika Waititi is, who's directing it, and then I was like, oh, he's the dude in. Not only did he direct What We Do in the Shadows, but he's in the. He's a comedy, like, mockumentary director.
It's gonna be a great movie.
I'm so excited for these dudes to direct the Thor movie.
And it's got Planet Hulk elements, and it's got. Spoiler. It's gonna have everything.
He's in Green Lantern, which is exciting.
Wait, Taika Waititi's in Green Lantern?
Is he?
He's Ryan Reynolds' best friend in Green Lantern. The one that he's like, when he does the suit bit, and he's like.
Wait, seriously? That's him?
Yeah, you're right.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. So, crossover. There's our Amalgam Universe. Awesome. Our Amalgam Universe is Green Lantern and Thor. You heard
that makes
first.
Sense.
And Michael B. Jordan and Chris Evans. That's all you
that's
need.
True. Yeah. So, you go Human Torch, then you work out really hard, get huge, and then you get to be in the Marvel Universe.
Wow. All right. Perfect. I'm very excited about this, especially because I keep hearing rumors that, like, Ego is in the film.
I mean, with that kind of director.
Ego the Living Planet?
Yeah.
That would make sense with what I've heard.
I heard Ego was in
Al Pacino.
Guardians.
Oh, maybe it's in Guardians. I've heard that it's in Thor Ragnarok, but maybe I'm wrong.
And the cast is insane in Ragnarok. I mean, like, it's just one of the craziest casts.
Is Idris back? Getting,
I think so.
Yeah.
Who?
Idris Elba.
Yeah, he's back.
I don't know. He's in South Africa right now for like a year. Yeah. He's going to fly over for a day.
I mean, yeah.
Just be like, put the contacts in.
I'm Heimdall. Yeah. And then leaves.
Hello.
I'm watching the Rainbow Bridge. Oh, I got invaded? Okay, I'll go.
Phase 3's casting is probably the strongest as far as like, I mean, it's all been amazing. We talk about how great Marvel casting is all the time. But like this wave, it feels like they upped their game because actors are now like, oh, Phase 1 and 2 did so well. I'll be
Who else is in Ragnarok, guys? Tease me.
We have Jeff Goldblum.
Fantastic.
As the Grandmaster.
As the Grandmaster.
What?
Who, by the way, is, what's his name's brother? The Collector's brother.
Yeah.
So, right.
Love it. Oh, Goldblum, so he's Goldblum and Benicio del Toro brother.
We've got Carl Urban.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As what? As
Scourge. As the Scourge. Executioner.
Yeah. Right? I'm going to watch this movie today. I can't, but they just started shooting.
Who else do we have?
Those are the two that I kept. Cate Blanchett as Hela.
Yep.
Cate Blanchett. So it's literally
like, and the fact that you're going to have like Cate Blanchett and Tom Hiddleston acting opposite of each other, like,
and is Loki back?
Yeah, big time.
Didn't he say like 2 movies ago that he was done making movies?
He's been on 9 movies since.
I thought Hiddleston was.
He said he loves Marvel and he wants to play Loki forever.
But he's done with the Avengers.
No.
He's done like 8 indies since then. So Cate Blanchett, Carl Urban, Tessa Thompson is Valkyrie.
Oh, that's right, Valkyrie.
Tessa Thompson. Did you see Creed?
Yeah.
The girl from Creed is Valkyrie.
Creed's a girlfriend.
His girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah. Valkyrie. She's Valkyrie. Yeah.
Isn't Valkyrie a giant woman?
She's like Lady Thor.
She's built.
Is she built his girlfriend in Creed?
She'll do some.
Look, I mean, they turned Chris Pratt into like
a beefed up
sex symbol. So like, I would imagine they can beef up Tessa as much as they need to.
She'll be fine.
Oh, she's great.
Don't beef her up. Yeah, she's got a tough look to her. She'll be great. She needs blonde hair.
She's going to be. And like the rumor with her is that she's going to take on a bit more of a like sort of like tribal sort of look.
I love the
difference.
Creed is so good. Marvel's like, we have all the money. Who should we cast? How about everyone from Creed?
How about Creed?
Yes. Let's just nick the director, the leads. Let's just make it.
Sly.
I have a Marvel movie question.
He belongs in the DC Universe. He's Wildcat.
If they were going to adapt female Thor.
Sure.
Would you be interested in seeing Natalie Portman play
Isn't Jane Foster the
dying cancer version, but then someone else play the actual Thor? I don't think Natalie Portman looks anything like the way that...
She's not Thor-y.
They've done as much as they can to separate Natalie Portman from this, I feel like. I feel like it's scheduling, I feel like it's Natalie Portman. I feel like both sides are like, hey, that didn't quite mesh. I don't feel it was anyone's fault. I just feel like they've separated, so I think they'd recast.
I think they would recast.
They didn't have much chemistry on it.
They literally... There was actually the kiss at the end of one of the movies was his real girlfriend, not Natalie Portman.
He was with Kat Denning in that movie.
The kiss at the end of the button with the kiss is his real life girlfriend, the girl from Fast and the Furious, who was in the on set that day. And that that's why it's only the back of her head.
Is that true? Because he didn't want to kiss Natalie Portman.
I don't know if it's because he didn't want to. Doesn't want to kiss Natalie Portman? I think it was just scheduling. But I thought that was really funny. I know he does.
We do not own the rights to this. Disapprove.
Any more news?
No, we've so much. That's Thor Ragnarok. They just started shooting, and it is Taika Waititi, which, go watch
and
what we do in Shadows.
I was saying, the cast, Carl Urban, Tessa Thompson, Jeff Goldblum, my God, the next.
Yeah, yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, we've got James Gunn tweeted out this week, you might get something if you go to our presentation at San Diego Comic-Con. Other than that, it'll be a while, footage of
I know
Guardians.
Nothing of nothing, but I can say go to that presentation.
Yeah, definitely go to the presentation.
Me and him don't know nothing about
knowing
nothing.
Go
to that presentation.
If you're going to be
at Comic-Con and go to the Guardians thing, go to that.
Go to that.
I know nothing.
We don't know anything.
It sounds like you guys might know something.
No, I don't know. Just go to nothing.
I'm a big fan of Guardians of the Galaxy.
I like those movies.
I love Comic-Con and presentations.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. I think those are all three things.
Big Yeah,
thank you.
He went on to say, because footage created for Comic-Con is generally for one viewing only, usually the VFX aren't even finished. So that's what he tweeted out. Yeah, and other things, sure.
Or maybe not.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying other things aren't finished usually in time.
Maybe they are.
I'm very excited.
I'm James Gunn.
And I'm
Sean. Sean
Gunn.
Whoa.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I'm excited about this rumor, but I think it's misguided.
No, I do too. I do too. I agree. First of all, we know that live.
Oh, I don't like this.
It's not a reaction that the fans have created for themselves, but what I think they're actually advertising isn't the thing that they think that they're...
Okay, good. Okay, let's get into this.
Let me get it out, and then you guys can jump on it.
I know. I feel the same way.
We know that live model decoys are coming. We saw that at the tag in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in the season finale, sure. And TV line... which has a lot of TV rumors. They're very, very much in the know, apparently. Says, this much I can tell you, LMDs are happening. Specifically, the ABC series at this time is looking to cast the recurring role of Ada. artificial intelligence DA something. I don't know what the, I don't remember what they stand for. A very attractive robot who moves about quite naturally, but speaks a bit formally like Iron Man's Jarvis.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, it's Jocasta.
That hot babe.
It's Jocasta without having to have...
Ultron.
Yeah.
Which would be cool. But, like, I think it's... I just enjoy, like, knowing that life model decoys are coming into it because that's such a S.H.I.E.L.D. staple. Like, Nick Fury... Like, even, like, original Sin, Nick Fury was like, wait, I haven't been Nick Fury this whole time. And then Dumb Dumb Guggen's like, wait, I've been a what? An LMD this entire... What?
Well, yeah, dude, well, yeah, guess what? You've been alive for 140 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What'd you think, Dumb Dumb?
Come on, Dumb Dumb.
I don't even know what they call him that.
Doom is very excited for all... the fact that we're even talking about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. again.
Yeah, Doom is a giant Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Doom is the biggest Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. fan.
You're the one, Doom?
He's the one.
You're that guy? I've heard about you.
Now the casting call, is that the next
bit of news? Why not a fugly female robot? That's a good question, Charles Lee. Why does she have to be a beautiful robot? Why can't she just be like a normal looking person?
Yeah, why can't she be fugly like
in
normal?
In fairness, the character that created the LMDs is totally the kind of douchebag who would.
That is true. Yeah. The next part of this rumor is also to be introduced in season 4, a pair of Latino brothers, one of whom is always the most dangerous person in the room, the other paralyzed in a wheelchair. And the internet is now guessing that they are talking about Robbie Reyes and his brother Gabe Reyes. Robbie is the newest version of Ghost Rider.
That's what happens after that brain, except with a lot more confusion. Say what?
It was dun dun dun.
What happened to Johnny Blaze and Danny Ketch?
It was a record scratch in Matt's brain.
Yeah.
It was
we don't know if there's any truth to this rumor, but we do know also that, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. trains are already appearing in San Diego for Comic-Con, and they've got a fiery chain at the bottom.
But what's his name has a fiery chain?
Hellfire thing?
Hellfire, and he's on the show.
They showed Hellfire's chain in last season,
too. Yeah, exactly. Right. So, like, that's what I immediately thought, but then this casting call goes out, and now I'm like, oh, wait,
I retract my initial reaction. If they want to book fake Ghost Rider on the fake Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. show, I'm fine.
Also, my only problem with it is that...
That's what affects me.
Yeah, they don't... That show has yet to prove that they have the visual
effects budget.
If
Johnny Blaze showed up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. with, like, a leather jacket being Johnny Blaze, I'd be very upset. But I don't know these gentlemen. It's not my world.
I do feel like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. are just so separate that they can really play with these characters that might not affect us.
Sure.
And that's fine.
Well, give him Miles Morales! It does give him all those...
It does bum me out, though, because...
I do
very desperately want to write a Netflix...
Movie? TV show? Ghost Rider?
Yeah, no, I want to call it Midnight Suns.
Dude,
and I want it to be all of those characters.
Yeah, me and Corey thought it was at a party.
I want it to
Sons of Anarchy with Ghost Rider and Moon Knight.
Yep, exactly.
Were you listening to us? Were you snooping? Because we had some ideas.
Because we had that idea.
Everyone's had that idea.
Well, yeah,
why they would put him on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. baffles me.
We had it first.
The one thing I'll say that might give credence to this rumor is a lot of the stuff they've talked about for next season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is they're pushing the time slot back. Hour, they say specifically to make it darker, and a lot of people have been asking for ways to combine, like, to tie over more the Netflix and the TV and the movie universes, like the different corners of the universe that we haven't really seen into. This could be sort of a, if it's a darker S.H.I.E.L.D. that they want to get more eyes on for a fourth season. So this is the last standing ABC Marvel show.
Yeah,
putting in
Most
Ghost
Wanted
Rider.
Went out and Carter's Agent Carter.
But, my concern is that the problems I have with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. are tone and budget, and I feel like the two things that would ruin Ghost Rider are tone and budget.
Yep. Yeah, that's what. That's my, for me, it's
They won't have him turn. Like, they'll give us whoever this dude is not turn into Ghost Rider.
Smoky ears.
Because they can't afford that.
That's what I'm worried about. And it'll just be kind
of Ghost Rider 1 let me
throw out, like, Robbie Reyes, like, using him, he doesn't have a motorcycle. He drives, like, more like a hot rod, right? Am I right?
Right.
Like, I've only read a few of them.
All different,
all different. Yeah. And the hot rod isn't necessarily on fire,
to
ever.
Be fair, it's also not canon in my heart.
He's also, by the way, riding nothing if he's in a car.
Ghost driver.
Ghost assist.
Ghost Uber.
Guys, he's got no legs.
Dude, there's the show. Let's write a ghost Uber movie.
Yeah.
into can't it. Drive. He's in a wheelchair.
But last thing I'll say, I think it would be a good way to backdoor pilot a Netflix show where if it is a darker Shield, if they are making it a darker tone, because Corey, you're saying that's one of the concerns.
Right.
Going into the fourth season, they're going to up the budget a little bit. If they can afford this to get it started and then ship it over to Netflix to really get it going in that fully darker, full-on Ghost Rider series, it would be a good way to get eyes on both shows.
No, absolutely. I just, they'd have to up the budget a lot, or Ghost Rider be the one getting backdoor.
Am I crazy for wanting a Johnny Blaze Ghost Rider show?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I don't want this to come to Netflix. I want the Ghost Rider Netflix show to be the bloodiest, most realistic, like
Punisher's gonna be.
Like Punisher's
gonna be.
It'll
be the phase
give us
three.
Real Ghost Rider for
also,
the first time
I
ever.
I want Moon Knight Ghost Rider, I want the full Midnight Suns, and I want that to be the third.
I want Werewolf by Night!
If we go Cosmic Marvel, I'd love us to go Dark Hell Netflix.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That seems fair.
Yeah. Well, and the rumors right now is that like one of the big villains for Defenders might be Mephisto.
Right.
Yeah. Like, awesome. Brilliant.
You know, like Mephisto, and then that will help usher in like you know Moon Knight.
And that's
and
a thing
Blade
we haven't done
like
in comic
that.
Movies.
Yeah.
That's a thing that a lot of DC people feel like Marvel's too light and fluffy. Would bring that side of the marketing, and it would be dark. It'd be what they want.
Yeah.
And I think that belongs with a 13-hour thing, not necessarily. In a movie. So I'd love Ghost Rider.
It also won't be the first time that ABC has incubated and developed an idea that then ended up on Netflix, because that is what Jessica Jones
wasn't ABC, right?
No, but Jessica Jones was like 5 years in development, aka Jessica Jones, for 5 years on ABC, and it never went, and then it ended up.
And it was a totally different show, because the tone would have been
showrunner,
really.
Though.
No way, I didn't know that.
Yep. Same lady.
Keep the ABC universe and the Netflix universe separate, please.
I mean, that's my preference. I'm not big on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as the fans know. I respect the opinions of them and people that like it.
You know what? Make mine Marvel.
I just, as long as they treat Ghost Rider with respect, I'll be happy, but the budget would not necessarily treat him with respect.
Yeah, that's my biggest thing. And if what I would love to see on Netflix is not necessarily maybe a Ghost Rider series, but like a Midnight Sun series.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. I want it to be like Defenders, though. I'd want it to be four shows that build to the Midnight Suns.
You would want that.
I'd want that.
See, like, I would be happy with
this, I would
like,
do it all in one. I don't think you need another standalone. Ghost Rider's tough to do standalone,
that's true. That's true. That's very
do you know
good
what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, you make it, like, a biker gang full of, like, the darker.
And you have Punisher
characters.
Be a good way to lead into that tone.
Yeah. Damien fucking Hellstrom. Ooh.
Yeah, it's okay.
Damien Hellstrom.
It's all those characters.
I got all heated. it's all those characters, exactly, right? Like,
because Moon Knight could be his own, but that'd be hard to really have people like identify with that kind of character. Ghost Rider, we've seen a lot, so it'd be hard to have people really be invested.
Well, and like a Moon Knight one would be so psychological. Like, he'd be in his head
I don't think he's...
We've talked about this a
lot. I don't think that's the right for the... I think Midnight Suns is its own... That is like a thing set in like Texas or
New
like...
New Mexico.
Yeah.
It's Breaking Bad.
Like,
there's like
it's got its
and
own
like
look.
Weird...
And Preacher's doing great, so that's the right lead-in.
We love Preacher so much. You guys like Preacher?
I love Preacher. I was so excited that it got a season two.
It made it easier to watch the show, because I could relax and enjoy it.
Oh,
instead
I know there's
like,
more.
Oh,
no, there's
only a couple
episodes. Oh, dude, this, like, I know we're a Marvel show, but go watch Preacher, support
Please.
That, because,
yeah,
like, next season, like, because it really, like, everyone involved in that show is saying, like, this season is more for the people who aren't familiar with the comic and everything, and they're setting up for next season. Like, the second season is where, like,
well, even bringing
it really
it,
sets
bringing
up,
it back
you know?
To Marvel, it's just, in a world where we have Preacher now and we have the Netflix shows, I feel like ABC has to step their game up if they want to keep
but
making
it's,
shows.
ABC is more of a family-friendly network, you know? So, like, they've got to kind of keep that low-key, like, very PG. It's unfortunate,
it's not,
like,
it's
for
not,
us, but,
for
like,
me, it's not about...
It's not about the violence or the R-rated it's thing. It's about...
For me, it's just that the stories aren't quite connecting the way I would like them to with me.
I agree.
Yeah, it's just not connected.
I was on board for S.H.I.E.L.D., but it just felt too much like an ABC show. You know what I mean?
I loved the
like,
first half of the second half of the first season.
Sure.
The first half of
all the
second
and
season.
All the stuff and like,
and then I kind of lost
the third
me.
Season.
I tried
was,
with
third
some.
Third season
I was
is, has been my favorite.
I think we can all agree that they get Nick Cage to come on ABC show as Ghost Rider. We all know and love. We're going to be just fine.
For what it's worth, guys, this is just tangential research, so take it with a grain of salt. But from what I can see, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and the Netflix series generally have about the same budget, which if you look at what Netflix has done so far with Jessica Jones and
there's
Daredevil,
no
there's nothing super heavy on effects.
Yeah.
So I don't know that it, like, just on that
if
front
that's
alone,
gonna be a budget help,
Netflix
yeah.
may not be that much better off for it doing a Ghost Rider series with full-blown special.
I mean, I don't... In me and Coy's pitch a few years ago, you didn't even turn him for the first season.
No,
you turned him, like, once
point.
That whole season.
It's like Daredevil was. You get the suit at the end, you earn it.
Yeah.
And that way you build up to something.
Because I'll be honest, that's the least interesting part of that character, because we watched in a few movies. Did anyone like those? No, the path skull
was,
on a motorcycle.
The heart of the guy is what matters. That's why it's Sons of Anarchy, like, show is what we talked about.
Yes, because you want to live in that world and give a shit about all those characters.
You got to earn Ghost Rider.
It's the same thing with Daredevil, honestly.
Right, you
it's
earn like, Daredevil, you earn Ghost Rider, and then season two, you go somewhere.
In the very beginning and having supervillains pop up wouldn't have had the same effect of getting to know the guy.
Which is why you had to advertise Ghost Rider peeing in the second one, because at that point we were already so done. Yes. Like, we had nothing left to see. Oh, he's already been Ghost Rider a whole movie? Why do I care?
Oh, he's going to pee on something. That's different. I'm into it.
Like that, and you shouldn't have to go there.
I'm going
to
be honest.
I love pee.
That kind of turned me off. I was like, I don't want to see that movie now.
Oh, the Crank guys directed it. So I was like, give me Crank 2 and just put Ghost Rider in it and I'm there.
And it wasn't that either.
It wasn't that at all.
There were scenes of amazing cinematography. Like, sure. Bistro shot that, you know? I know. Yeah, and like some of that was Brandon Trost.
I know.
Anyway.
Why did you say who? Oh, because they don't know.
Yeah.
It was beautiful cinematography at times, but we need a show that has heart and that. And then we'll see what that happens.
All right, well, we've gone. That's
it.
Oh wait, hold on. No, there's Spider-Man pictures that came out last week. I thought covered
we
it.
Did not.
But we talked about casting stuff. I got confused because we did it on the Kevin Smith show and not on our show.
Well, excuse me for not being Kevin Smith.
Dude,
with you.
I'm not saying. What are you talking about? I'm not saying that at all.
Oh, that looks like a Halloween costume.
Is that a stunt double?
That's Tom Holland.
That's not a flattering picture from the set.
That's nine-year-old boy.
He's a kid. That's the
but
point.
But he's a kid, exactly.
It's supposed to be, when you see Spider-Man with the backpack, it's like, that's a silly guy.
Here's the problem, though. That's better. Remember in Civil War when he was super jacked and weird and, like, it looks different in the suit than he looks as a human?
It looks different without all
Tom
of the
Holland
post
was
effects
jacked?
That they're going to post.
No. The Spider-Man was.
He was not jacked. He was cut.
He was lean, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he looks the same.
That was one of my biggest, not problems with Civil Wars, but it was like, in and out of costume, Spider-Man looks so drastically
can
different.
Can they see that picture right now?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a terrible, this angle
specifically. Yeah, he's standing on a trampoline,
it's
too.
A terrible angle. It's just like a bad, like, it's not lit right. Look at the side of the mask doesn't look
it's
great.
It's almost like a photo child. Paparazzi took you guys.
But that's my point. I don't. It's not fair to look at these things. No, it makes me very upset.
That's the whole show.
It's not fair.
Welcome to their format.
But,
stop.
But it's one of those things where it's like with Apocalypse, excuse where like everyone was like, "Oh my God, he looks purple," and then in the film, like they do so much color correction, he's not
that he looked still purple.
He still looked purple.
He
still
looked great. He didn't look like Ivan Ooze. Like,
no. They released one image of him gray, and I tweeted it, and I got a cease and desist from Fox, and then he was still purple.
Wait, really? Yep. I didn't know you got a C&D for that.
My first one I ever got. And I was like, guys, look how great he looks. And I was like talking up how great. And
gray,
then
right?
Moving him out and I was like, why is he purple?
Silver. Yeah. Silver. It's silver. It's
gray
like,
and
it's like and mercury blue. Is how I always imagined it. Like liquid metal. Like that's the color of it.
I'm just saying, like, I think that like there'll be like some color correction and grading and everything else and he'll look different.
It's
like
a movie. It's gonna be, there's
exactly.
A whole
there's a lot of
I was excited by the set photos because it showed Spider-Man and that's all I needed.
That's all you need.
Guys, and it's news. He's got a backpack. What's in that backpack? Let's talk about it for
also,
an hour.
It's,
what
also,
be in that backpack?
There's a lot of like comics where he's wearing. Where's wearing the backpack?
It's homework.
We never had that in the same.
Yeah, we never had that.
I am like, the most excited. Like my reaction was just to that horrible picture, which is not the movie production or Child's fault. I'm very excited.
Child's fault.
Oh boy.
It's like
16.
Who, Tom Holland?
Yeah.
No, he's 20.
Oh.
He just plays 16 really well.
He plays 16.
You called him a child.
Oh, well. Okay. Sorry, sir. Mr. Holland's opus there. I apologize.
I think
fabulous.
It's going to be like...
It looks great.
It's going to change.
Yeah,
it's going to change
but
what
me,
we see Spider-Man.
Let me throw this out.
The 1 second scene outside of the fight in Civil War in like Marissa Tomei's house with Aunt May.
With Aunt May?
I was like, oh, I'd watch a whole movie of just this interaction
just this.
Right here. Yeah,
yeah, it was
I'm
perfect.
Because John Hughes Spider-Man's what we're getting and that was that. And that's perfect.
Well, here's, let me throw this out. The rumor with this picture is that that whole sequence takes place on a field trip to DC with his class.
Oh, that's great.
So, like, we're getting, like, a Spider-Man movie that's where, like, they're taking a field trip to Washington, D.C., and, like, all of a sudden, like, there's this car chase or there's these criminals
this is what
or whatever
is?
Else.
That's so much fun.
No, I don't know. Like, that's the rumor is that, like, there's at least
that's
one
amazing.
Sequence where, like,
like
they're going
that.
To D.C.
What
on a field
great
trip.
What a way and... to make it more than just New York by having a school field trip.
Do you think we'll get Young Flash Thompson?
The rumor
and
is
young
it's
MJ?
The rumor is it's Kid from Moonrise Kingdom.
Yeah,
you got jacked up.
I cannot remember
that
his name.
That guy
got giant.
He put on like 50 pounds. Like,
really?
Like he's not. Yeah, he's like my build
to play Flash.
Yeah.
Yeah, like and there's some of the set pictures that we've seen, like, that guy has, like, a pop collar. God, I'm forgetting. I'm totally blanking on his
name. I'm horrible with names.
Flash Thompson. That's all he's made.
But, like, he's got a popped
he's
collar.
He's not a child. He's, like, 20.
No, Spider-Man is. The kid from Moonrise Kingdom is still, like, 15.
Nope.
No way.
He has aged since Moonrise Kingdom.
That wasn't, the movie wasn't 20 years ago.
It was 2012.
Yeah. So while you're looking that up, 15
look that up. He's in his 20s. He is.
I am. I'm
you're looking it up now, right? Yeah. All right. Cool. Well, let's move on to that's our news. By the way,
I also want to clarify, you guys are talking about the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Oh, Tony Revolori?
Yeah, Tony Revolori.
Oh, that's a good idea. I worked with him on that short film. I know Tony. He's playing Flash Thompson.
Well, that's...
Love it.
That's the rumor. That's the rumor that we've heard.
Text him right now. I'm kidding.
That's the rumor that we've heard.
He's great.
I think he's perfect. I'm so excited. Great. That actor's so good. I think that's and he's great. The right age.
They're not doing
anything. And he is like 20. He's like 22. Yes. Yeah.
Do you remember spelling? I just spelled hotel. HIOTEL. Oh,
Jesus.
Just click on her.
So they spell it in another country.
All right. So let's turn our attention to our Merry Marvelites, our wonderful fans.
Yes.
Let's do this for the last 20 minutes. We'll just answer questions. We're going to have some people calling in, have no idea where we're going to get. It's a grab bag of questions from our
people have been wanting me to fan cast, so now's the time.
Let's do it.
Yeah, because you're so good at fan casting.
I love it.
You're so good at it.
I'm bad at names of people that have already been cast, apparently, because I never know them. But I'm good at thinking of people I do know.
So first, we have a couple questions from Twitter that I pulled. Bobby Jackson, at Bo Jackson, spelled with an X. Do you think Doctor Strange takes place pre or post name drop in Captain America Winter Soldier?
Post.
You think it's post?
Yeah.
Why do you say like...
I just think all the movies are post the other movies. Why would
is
they?
Is that true? Yeah, I guess that is. Where? No, yeah. That's not true. Thor was in that weird space between movies. Doing that,
we're
I guess
moving they... forward.
Well,
yeah.
And Captain America: The First Avenger was back in the 40s, so that that would have been pre everything.
True.
I've heard that the movie starts in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Before everything, and I've also heard that there was a draft of the script where it starts with Stephen Strange watching the events of New York unfold, and then becomes Doctor Strange
during the last few years of MU. Like that, that's what
like
the
so, like
place.
He's starting to become
that way. They can catch him back up soon or something.
I don't know.
So but at the point that the movie hits present day.
Yeah.
You're saying that you think that present day for the context of the movie will be like Age of Ultron? I think it'll be present day now.
No, I think it'll be present day now too. Yeah. I think there will be sections of the movie that take place.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I think maybe, it'll be both. Like it'll be a bit
I think it'll go back. Yeah. I would imagine that you should. I would hope you did. I mean, we've seen in the trailer the car crash, so we know that it at least flashes back momentarily
to
the car accident.
Yeah.
So, yes, the answer to the question is yes, it will take place in both timelines.
That's how you can find out. Matt, use your magical Doctor Strange powers to figure out the make, model, and year of that car. And then you'll have your answer.
Oh, yeah, that's true of what year it takes place in. Sure.
Yeah.
Do an investigative report.
I'm going to also say subtract Benedict Cumberbatch's age by whatever the appropriate number of years would be for him to have been. Perfect. It's probably not going to be the 1940s.
No, it's not going to be the 1940s.
Or the 60s.
No. He's so old.
Let's see. How do you... Mother Liver Pool Fan. How do you say it?
Mother Loving Pool Fan?
Like at Mother Joker.
Luther Liverpool fan.
All right.
Luther Liverpool fan. Will Adam Warlock appear in Guardians of the Galaxy 2 or Infinity War? What do you guys think?
No and no. Not a character enough people know or care about.
I don't think they'll go. I mean,
I like him, but I don't think
I think Gunn has said that he's not.
Yeah. I think the Adam Warlock we're going to get is Elizabeth Debicki is playing Paragon, Kismet. Like those two characters are like. It's the same character, just different names. In Guardians of the Galaxy.
Interesting.
That's the rumor, and she's like the female version of Adam Warlock. Sure. So, cool. We've got a call, and I'm being told all we have to do is ask for one.
We did.
Oh, we have no more calls? The call hung up.
Call back, guys. Just stay on the line, and we don't get to you immediately. We will.
We'll get to you. Yeah, we're just going through questions. Yeah,
go ahead, call her. You're on the air. I've always wanted to do that.
I'll let you. Yeah, the next time we have a call.
Your name and where you're calling from.
Let's see. Doctor Strange at Quacker Ducker. Question: which arc or event would you like to see the MCU adapt next, and why? So, like Phase 4, or I guess maybe not even just Phase 4, like. Planet Hulk is coming, a Thor Ragnarok. We've got Infinity War. Like, is there a Captain Marvel would love to see?
No, I'd like to see Secret Invasion. But
with
like
the Skrulls,
as an entire phase. So, like, you start to thread in that people aren't who you think they are, and you build up to the reveal that, like, everyone has been replaced, and then you move into, like, a final, like, a Secret Invasion final film, like they're doing with Infinity War, basically.
That would be
where
awesome.
Where it's, like, a huge Secret Invasion, and the scroll, you know, in this case, the Chitauri, I guess, because you can't have scrolls.
But, like, maybe, like,
whoever it is.
I mean, maybe, like,
can't say scroll. They could have another shape-shifting alien, I guess.
Yeah,
they
I think they're
say scroll. They can't say super scroll.
Oh, that's
that belongs
funny.
To Fox.
Yeah, actually, I think you're right. I think Fox or Marvel actually can use scrolls. They just can't use super scroll because that's so specific.
Screw the super scroll.
I think I would do Matt Fraction Hawkeye.
We've called.
Hey, do we have a call?
We do.
Matt Fraction Hawkeye.
Say it.
Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
What?
We jumped the gun. Hey, caller. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey!
My name's Patrick. I'm from Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah. Hello, Patrick. How are you, sir? BC. Welcome to our show.
Thanks. I'm a huge fan. It's nice to actually talk to you, Matt. I don't know. I'm at Pat Perf. I was asking.
Hey, what's up, Perfell? How are you, man? I think I've got a couple questions in here for you. What's your question, man?
I was just talking with my buddy Mike the other day.
What's up, Mike?
And we were talking about...
Shout out to Mike!
Who we wanted to play Mephisto if we could fan cast him for the
Netflix
series.
Oh, man, I am so bad at fan casting.
We came up with Marilyn Manson. Who do you guys think would be a good Mephisto?
Toby Cabell. There's a lot of, like...
Toby Cabell,
from
Marilyn
Manson. Rock and Roller. I think you need, like, a lithe, skinny, super intense Tilda Swinton.
Tilda Swinton is Mephisto?
A really frail Michael C. Hall.
A gender-soft Mephisto.
A thin Michael C. Hall would be great.
Yes, that'd be fun.
I think a...
James Earl Haley, who's playing everything and everything. Like,
this is really trite coming from me, but I think he'd be great. Ben Foster would be
22 years old.
He's like 35.
Ben Foster would be awesome.
Thank
you. He looks so good in that new movie with Chris Pine.
Yeah,
that's
he does.
That's a good one.
He's like
closer
to me. There's a Western with Chris Pine and him and Jeff Bridges that looks fantastic. Thanks for knowing that, caller.
Yeah, Patrick. Yeah.
William Fichtner.
Yes.
Okay,
William
Fichtner,
right on.
Sweet. Dude, I mean, he's played the devil before, but Al Pacino would be fun.
Well, and apparently Al Pacino really wants to work with Marvel.
Yeah,
too.
I think Al Pacino would be really fun, and he's a good devil.
I still really want to see Al Pacino as Ego, the living planet.
No, I mean, we all do. I also, now that we're talking about Sly Stallone, would love to see, like, Ego have a slight face thing.
I'm a planet.
I'm a planet.
Orbit around me.
Planet. Do you have another one? Yeah, dude, a planet hooahing at me all day.
Yeah. Thanks for your call, Patrick. Good to talk to you, man. We see you on Twitter all the time.
You guys too.
Yeah, have a good one, dude. Thanks.
Let me quickly give my pitch to that answer from before because I came up with a good answer.
Yeah.
I would do Matt Fraction's Hawkeye run and give it to Renner and give that character a thing and have him break up from his wife or something.
Because Renner deserves a run. Yeah. Renner is so good.
Renner getting divorced
and, that's the only cool,
and moving to an apartment.
And moving to an apartment and getting Pizza Dog.
Kate Bishop
and like.
Pizza Dog. Yeah. Oh, man.
I want Renner and
Anthony
Mackie.
The only way Hawkeye's ever been a fun character for me is during the Fraction run.
I want to see Falcon and Hawkeye do more stuff together and then maybe go to Afghanistan and defuse some bombs. Perhaps.
Yeah.
They might get an Oscar for it.
Get out.
I don't know if that'll happen.
Stop.
Or
it.
He might become a rapper and Eminem shows up.
Stop
I don't know what's going to happen.
Get out. Just
Eminem
stop.
Is in Hurt Locker.
Is that another call?
Do we have another call?
We do.
Oh, no.
Do you want to say it this time?
Yeah, okay.
Caller, you're on the air.
Who are you? Why are you calling us?
Hi, my name is Emmanuel. I'm from Arizona.
Hey, oh, that's Emmanuel, from Arizona.
From.
What's up, man?
So, in Phase 3, we got Spider-Man, Black Panther, Ms. Marvel, and Doctor Strange, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did we get them? We will.
So,
we are going
to go Mystic or whatever in season
in Phase 4, sure.
What are the four characters that you'd like to see introduced?
Oh, introduced. Because, like, we'll probably get sequels in Phase 4. But
are we going outer space or Mystic
in
4?
Well, I think in
it's
general,
both, right?
Well, Thor's always been a little bit of both, like, outer space and mysticism. And it's just science and technology that you don't understand, like, with Thor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
The cosmic side of Marvel's the side I know least.
I would like Nova, like Robbie Ryder.
Oh,
like, a real Nova. But the problem is it's too close to Quill's character. It's a kid from America.
Yeah,
but it's a kid who embraces that he gets to become part of the Nova Corps.
He's the anti-Quill, actually.
Well, but are you talking about Ryder?
Right.
Because, like, Sam Alexander's probably what they would end up doing for the MCU.
Well, that would make more sense,
And then he would be, like, a young kid from, like, New Mexico, which would be awesome.
I get so much crap for saying this, but I really think Zac Efron would be a great Nova. I think
not
he's
the younger as a
not Sam Alexander. Right, right.
No,
yeah,
Sam
Alexander.
Yeah, great. Yeah, and it would bring in an audience that we wouldn't normally get. We need like the young girl audience is something that we could like make a movie shaped that way.
Another random pitch that I know they can't get because they don't own it. But Penance. If you made someone other than Speedball Penance,
yeah.
That would be awesome, because especially after the stuff that went on in the last movie and all the cities getting destroyed now, you know what I mean?
If they did it right, and it would take 10 years, but Venom would be so much fun to do, like an alien in space, like the symbiote saga, like really make it dark and heavy, and or if they want a long game at Flash Thompson, like Space Knight, like, but that's going to take a lot of world building, and I'm fine with that, but they should do it right and involve Spider-Man.
Well, you do Jameson's Kid, you do Werewolf by Night, you throw all the Spidey people in outer space.
And then you bring them to space, and then Venom happen.
Let me throw this out.
I want to Fool Killer.
Oh my god.
Fool Killer. Sleepwalker.
Oh man.
Oh my god. Sleepwalker?
Slapstick.
So you basically want like Deadpool's mercs.
Yeah, the mercs
for
money.
Yeah, that's what you want. Like the current run. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to make Marvel's Suicide Squad.
How do you feel different. About this?
Like, Thunderbolts 2 would be cool.
Let's say that Marvel and Fox are talking as I rumored a couple weeks
as
ago.
Matt
confirmed by Matt Key.
Stop it! Did confirmed. Not confirm it. But well, let's say that they're talking. What if, like, Phase 4 introduces the Fantastic Four? Like, what if,
like, I'd rather have X-Men. I'd rather have X-Men.
Well, but here's
more likely to get Fantastic Four.
We're more than likely to get Fantastic Four.
Of course,
because
the X-Men are making money.
Then give me Galactus and Silver Surfer and get everyone else out of there.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, that's all I want.
Phase 4 is, like, a Galactus, Surfer, and Fantastic Four, like, teaming up with some of the Avengers. Like,
I just need to read.
How about Namor?
Namor would be awesome.
I think Namor's happening.
We talked about this. No, someone owns Namor.
We got it back like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, Marvel.
Did they get it back two weeks ago?
Yeah.
This just happened. So then that's my pitch is...
And you bring Namor in as the heel.
You bring Namor in to start flirting with Sue Storm
as the bad guy.
Mm-hmm. And at first he's like, you know, like that's what your movie is. And you do the thing that they've never gotten right with the Fantastic Four movie. You make it about actual family. Yeah. So it's like...
You make it about Namor coming into
break up their marriage, and they're going through a tough spot because he's so in his own head, and he's trying to unravel the mysteries.
And then third act twist, Namor doesn't give a f about humans.
He's been a bad guy the whole time. When she finally does make the move, Namor's like,
and that's a genre we haven't touched on in superhero movies.
Yeah. No romance.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's also like, hey, I'm willing to destroy the world for you. What is Reed willing to do? Nothing.
Yeah.
Let's write this movie right now, guys.
So does that answer your question? Is that good?
Yeah, good.
Great.
Happy
Thanks for
help.
Calling in, man.
Hey, bro.
There's another one.
Do we have another caller?
Now Matt and I will do it at the exact same time.
Okay, perfect. Perfect.
1, 2, 3. Who are you and why are you calling us? What is this?
Hi, you're on the air, man.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hi. What's your name? Where are you from, man?
Hello, my name is Jonathan Fisk. I'm from Alexandria, Virginia.
Cool. Hello, Jonathan from Virginia.
Jonathan Fisk? Like Wilson Fisk?
Mm-hmm. Did you say Fisk?
Hex.
Hex.
All right.
Like Jonah Hex.
what's your question, dude?
I have two questions, actually. One, like, with Tony Stark being Spider-Man Homecoming, can we get a sneak preview of the Iron Spider armor?
What? You know, I feel like they can't go there yet.
Like we don't need it.
I don't think we ever need it.
I personally am not an Iron Spider guy. I'm not a fan. I think it negates all of Spider-Man's very core, and I think that's what's wrong with the slot run, is that Spider-Man's an underdog that we're supposed to identify with, making him even more Tony Stark.
If you want to see it just for one scene, not putting on the suit.
I'd like to see it like a prototype?
Yeah,
Stark Tower? I'd love that.
Without the spider on the chest. Just like a silver torso.
It would nod to it for the fans that like it, and it would keep it out for the fans that don't. That's perfect. I just don't think that Spider-Man needs an iron suit because he's already Spider-Man.
Especially not the Spider-Man that we're just getting. Let's enjoy Spider-Man for a couple years.
Yeah, let's.
When
let's
that kid's
then they will get their tentacles and the weird Quesada suit with like the
whatever you want.
Spider scorpion.
We'll give him the Iron Spider armor
Iron
from
Spider.
That issue 100.
That is Iron Spider. What is the metal spider suit that I'm thinking of as a kid?
Spider armor.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, that was from issue 100.
You guys are actually talking about the Quesada thing.
Yeah.
Oh, get out of here. No thanks. I thought you meant spider armor, which is kind of looks cool.
And second question, real quick though.
Yes, second question.
With Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 coming to San Diego Comic Con. Can you guys predict 5 songs they might be in the Guardians?
Five
in the
songs?
Galaxy Guardians. Yeah, just pick any song.
It's everything on Awesome Volume. It's Awesome Volume 2, right? Right. So it's what other songs would have been from 1980?
It would have been, yeah.
Late,
it would have been
late 70s, early 80s, yeah.
Let me name one for you.
Sure.
Prince.
Prince?
Prince.
No,
they can't clear.
I don't think Prince. I don't think that fits with the.
Prince is too
later than that. Fits with the era of time we're talking about. I will. I do know that Gunn has said that he had a couple. I'm blanking on the band name now, but he had two songs from a very popular 70s band that he cut at the last minute.
Journey.
It wasn't Journey. No, it was
Chicago.
But it'll be like that. It's those kind of bands. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Three Dog Night. Yeah. Like
Creedence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sly and the Family Stone. Yeah.
Fleetwood. You might get a Fleetwood Mac song in this movie.
Yeah.
How about a 60s, early 70s band? The Doors, I think.
The Doors?
No.
Maybe.
That's too
maybe,
early.
Sure, but maybe. I think that's probably a little too
early.
All
right,
but
this isn't a music show, guys.
Anything's possible.
Google a 70s music caller. Do yourself a favor.
I'm not good at fan casting songs.
Yeah, no.
Music casting. I really don't know.
I would need a few minutes to
I was born in 88, unfortunately. Oh, I don't know 70s music. It. I know so recently.
Yeah. Thanks for your call, man. Sorry that we couldn't handle the songs as well, thank you for your call, man.
Thank you so much. Big fan. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Later, to be fair to us, that is an impossible thing to predict. There's another call.
He has a great question. Stop it.
All right. Let's do one more call, and then I need to get a couple of Twitter questions out, too.
All right.
Go ahead.
Hi, this is Jeremy. I have a question for the Marvel guy.
Hi, what's up, Jeremy?
Hi.
Go ahead, man.
Oh, sorry. I'm on a time lag from Chicago. What's up, Matt? What's up, Coy?
Hey, man. How are you, dude? Ask us your question, friend.
No, my question is in related to Doctor Strange from Matt.
Yeah,
do you think do you think eventually, maybe in the second one or probably Infinity War, they could use the Wand of Watoom? Because that was featured in the Doctor Strange Spider-Man animated series episode where he appeared and he had to help Wong rescue, I forgot who he had to help Spider-Man rescue.
So I have heard, so there was a, there's a comic book, like a prelude to Doctor Strange comic book that's coming out where Wong goes, I think, to the British Museum of Antiquities or something like that to stop a zealot of Mads Mikkelsen's character, who is supposedly like Cassilius, from getting an artifact. And that actually could be the Wand of Watoom, like, because I know there's been some fighting back and forth over that in some of the other comics because it's such a powerful weapon. I think that it's absolutely possible that it'll even be in this first movie, not even in the sequel.
Yes,
I agree.
Yeah,
and the Eye of Agamemnon. That'll be there.
The Eye of Agamemnon
and Duramanaru. I know all this stuff, guys. Come on, I read comics.
I think the Eye of Agamemnon will definitely be in it. Yeah. Might even be an Infinity Stone. That's some of the rumors.
Yeah, he's not. I don't know him from having a wand typically, so I don't.
No, Doctor Strange doesn't typically wield a wand.
So that probably wouldn't be the first image for a lot of people who don't know him. Give him classic Strange with just doing that hand thing.
Yeah, some triangles shooting.
Yeah, some weird sigils.
But I don't think Doctor Strange will be using the Wand of Watoom. I think that it is an artifact that exists that that Mads Mikkelsen's character and his zealots are going after.
It's called a MacGuffin.
Exactly. If you're all excited about the Wand of Watoom, I think we might actually get it. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I think they might like grace over, like you said, like Easter egg. It might be in like the possession or like
Toads, man.
Just in the background, like a picture, like a glass
artifact
case.
Or something.
Yeah, because it's a really powerful artifact.
Like Roger and Hellboy.
Thanks for your call, man. Doom, do we have any other calls coming in? Can I get some a couple quick Twitter questions for
that? Let's move over to Twitter.
All right.
We don't do Snapchat? Guys, Twitter's dead. Come on.
Oh, is Twitter dead?
More Snapchat users than Twitter users.
Oh, interesting.
That happened a month ago, yeah.
All right. Victor Rosario, at Vic Rose Fur, asks, do you guys expect Brie Larson to be presented as Carol Danvers in San Diego?
Yes. I think that's the best place to do it. And it's due. Like, we have to know soon because they're going to start filming.
Yeah. I mean, they'll start filming next year. You don't think so?
No.
Why not?
I think it's going to be all Guardians.
All Guardians and all Doctor Strange?
Yeah. It's going to be Strange and Guardians time. Snapchatting?
That's what you're supposed to do, guys.
I actually think
the Oscars.
If they have her cast by then
they should announce it.
You think so?
I know that they wanted to do that with
I think they should
Joaquin Phoenix a couple years ago when they were like that close to signing him. They were hoping to announce him
Hey, listen,
at Comic-Con. Then it fell apart.
Do they have a wouldn't they do it at D23?
But D23 is not until next year.
It's not for another year, right?
Right, yeah. So that's why I think, and it's going to be shooting.
Does Marvel does Marvel Studios have a panel at Comic-Con?
Yeah, that's
the thing, is they have a huge presentation.
Okay.
That's why I think it's going to be
No,
they don't have their own panel. Guardians has a panel.
Strange panel, but they don't have just like a Marvel
Studios. So when would they introduce Carol Danvers?
I'd say they'd have a surprise girl coming out.
That'd be interesting.
Remember the Loki surprise?
Yes.
I think that caliber surprise would be fantastic for them.
Doom has some thoughts on this.
Yes, Doom.
Just watching the October announcement like 2 years ago when they like stole the everything.
Yeah.
Feige just announced every movie ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think that they're going to do Guardians and Strange at Comic-Con and then wait right up until some competition from across the road has something big to say, and then they're just going to take over the news cycle with Captain Marvel.
They can just do their own.
I think we'll get a phase four and five fleshed out.
Yeah, I agree with that. They'll do.
I think we'll get casting for four and directors, and then ideas for five, and possibly even.
I would
Netflix.
Love for them to do another Marvel event. That was a lot of fun.
They can do that whenever they want.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's true. And then it's all theirs. They don't have to compete with any news cycle because it's literally like.
Is there a date on Justice League yet?
2018.
Have they announced the day?
I think it's like March or April of 2018.
So once DC claims its day, Marvel will be like, okay, here's what we're doing for the next year, buddies.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Kevin Dean, at Kevin Dean, which Marvel character would you have as a co-host on the show? Not the actors or actresses.
A character.
A character.
Stark.
Yeah, Stark?
Ooh, he'd
be fun. Yeah, he's great.
For the purposes of making it a better show, or I want to meet someone?
Ooh, that's good.
Let's go with both.
Wonder Man. He's a performer.
For who I think would be a good performer, Wonder Man's not bad.
Wonder Man.
Maybe Morph, because he can be anyone you want.
I think Spider-Man would be great at pop culture references, because he's a kid that's in the
know.
Anyone
I'd
want to
meet is Emma Frost.
I mean, that's fair. I mean, obviously, I'm going to say Deadpool because it'd be like you'd never know what the show was going to be. It'd be an option.
If he was on the show, you'd be dead already.
I mean, unless you guys were cool.
I will say definitely Blob.
And Lockjaw, because who doesn't love a puppy?
That's true.
Ooh,
true.
Dupe. Just floating around in the background. Imagine if you never said
bring
words.
Up your Dupe thing. Listeners of this show, I think Dupe is this size. He thinks Dupe is significantly larger.
Yeah, Dupe is not this size.
I thought Dupe was like a little
Dupe
guy.
Dupe was like this.
About this big.
You're still bigger than me.
Yeah. Dupe's like this big.
Like smaller than Slimer.
Slimer size is.
I think he's Slimer size also.
Yeah, Slimer size.
I like it.
All right. So let's finish up with questions. We have a couple pictures that some fans sent in I want to show off.
Okay.
Jan Schmall at I am Ryan Schmall made this Doctor Strange for Matt Key. Hope he likes it. And he gave us a picture of Doctor Strange. Not that one. That is actually at James Greeny. So that picture. There you go. Thank you, Jan Schmall. That's a great picture.
Yeah, where's the wand, right? That's what I'm saying. He's got the hand thing. He
doesn't need a wand.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate that.
If Bendis is writing him, it's just... the name of the book that the spell comes from and the page number.
Oh, yeah, like Book of the Vishanti, page number 932. I love that.
I think that's a genius device.
Yeah. But let's take a look at the four pictures that James Greeny sent. The Scarlet Witch. Then we've got...
They're watercolored.
Yeah, it's so much better than anything I could ever do. I love that one.
Benedict
Cumberbatch, yeah. We've got
nice
a couple
Matt
more.
Key portrait.
Yeah, it kind of does look like.
Oh, I like that.
I like that.
Is it cool, man?
Yeah, Black Widow, and then I think we've got a Winter Soldier one. Yeah, yeah, it's awesome.
He looks dead.
He's the Winter Soldier.
What do they used to call it? Like a death mask, like Abraham Lincoln and stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
that's what it looks
those
like.
Those are great, man. Thank
it's
you
the
for
death
sending
mask
those
of
in.
Bucky
thank
Barnes.
You. We love it when you guys send us your artwork, man. Yeah. That's
we get artwork all the time on Kevin.
Yeah. Oh, all the time.
Yeah. Do you?
Oh yeah. We're filthy with it.
Calls and emails and
text, tweets. Snapchat.
It's
kind of getting annoying. It's so loved.
Well, it's why we do what we do.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And that fat cash, baby.
Yeah.
So much cash.
That money.
All right, so I asked on our Marvel page who wants a shout out, and I got Greg at XG Hilly 929. I do. Doctor Strange raises both hands really high by the mystic moons of Moonapur. Jonathan Peck wanted a shout out. Kevin Dean wanted a shout out. OC Kangaroo. Kangas Harju at Real Exosis. Well, I want one. Sure, it'll make me feel pretty. Well, I hope you feel pretty now.
You are pretty.
You're just very pretty. You're a beautiful
you
person.
You were always pretty all along. The Real Exosis.
The spoilers. The shoes. It was you
the whole time.
I got two. Yeah. Daniel Drew keeps sending us really cool comic calls he gets, and those are awesome. The big comic days. Nice. I appreciate that. And friend of the show, Michael Beltran.
From Gibraltar.
Yeah. Asked for a sexy shout out. So,
from Gibraltar.
I just want to say
Iowa. Really?
The Rock of Gibraltar's got nothing on you, Michael Beltran.
Yeah, baby. They got goats on that rock. Just a couple of boys wishing you a happy birthday.
From the Rock of Gibraltar.
Wait, is it his birthday?
Yeah, it's his birthday tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday!
Oh, happy birthday in Gibraltar. We don't know where that is on a map. We don't care. We love you. It's your birthday.
That's awesome. Good shout out. Good sexy shout out.
Yeah,
too.
That was a thorough. I like assist.
With a good assist from Sean over there. De Pasquale.
Nano.
We've got this Mutt Hulliver pool fan again.
Mother
Joker. Me at Ash Arnold 11. Me Ryan Schmall. Me. Jordan at Jorzella.
This is an actual segment of the show where you
do shout outs. People want shout outs.
We like people saying me.
They want us to say their names. We like our fans, so we do it.
Speak your name.
Oh, yes, that would be very awesome of y'all, but yes, I do. Haha, and thank you in advance for the shout out. Jordan, all right.
Gotcha, Jordan.
You know whose birthday is next week?
Who?
Gamer Girl's birthday.
Is it really?
She from?
Gamer Girl.
What weird island is she from?
Gamer Girl's been around since the beginning.
Yeah, she's one of our OG fans.
Remind me next week, and it'll be more thorough. But early happy birthday, Gamer Girl.
Yep.
Yeah, we've also got Yes That Niles who wanted a shout out, we've got Colby LGVK at Hillian Haxorus says, "Go watch these guys soon. Okay. They're two of the purest souls in the comic world and handsome too. I might add."
Aww. That's pretty mean.
I think we're talking about Bob's. So anyway, we got to wrap up our show. What do you got? Ridiculous. Do you have any other shout outs you want to talk about?
You know, I'm just gonna general thank out everybody that tweeted me this week. Somebody sent me art. I'll bring it for next week because that was awesome. That Spider-Man that I got, and I know it's saying something about the other side of the aisle, but I'm super excited for Suicide Squad soon. The posters everywhere are gorgeous. The posters are insane. That's really some of the best marketing.
Suicide Squad looks so fun.
Like it looks insane. So fun. I'm like super really fun. Excited. Yeah.
I'm all about fun movies. That
guys,
are
we're
fun.
About having fun. Okay,
I just want to enjoy
about meeting guys. We're about meeting girls.
And check these guys out on Cabin Boys. But I just want to thank you guys for tweeting us this week. And
we love it.
And there wasn't much news, but this was fun. So we'll see you next week with hopefully news to talk about.
We'll be back anytime there's not news.
I live like 3 minutes away and can apparently be here.
We got him
really
out of bed because he didn't realize how early the show was and just rolled him in.
I'm much better when there's not actual news.
Good to know.
And comics been great lately. I've been like comics really enjoying Marvel comics.
We're not allowed to talk about comics.
No, we can talk about comics.
No, it's movie news.
No, go ahead.
Comics are awesome right now.
They're killing it.
So, all right. Let's talk about all of the amazing books. Vision is
amazing. I gotta text my account.
Moon Girl and Dinosaur Devil. If you're not reading Moon Girl and Dinosaur Devil, you're missing one of the cutest comic books
ever. I haven't started
it
yet.
The cutest thing ever.
It's in my queue. I just haven't started
so
it yet.
So good. And he hasn't made an appearance since Next Wave, I don't think. So it's nice to have him back.
Yeah.
It's really well written. Vision is great. Daredevil is great. Your boy,
Soul.
That's true. I am biased on that one, but it's still great. I'm still really enjoying.
No, I'm loving it. No,
right?
It's fun. Great. Yeah.
And it's all Marvel books that I'm reading right now.
I read a Betty and Veronica Double Digest the other day. Ooh boy, guys, comics are great.
Even Civil War right now. The first two have been really strong. I like what it's about at its core. As I think a much stronger argument than the original Civil War. Comic
really?
Was. Yeah, I do.
With like, do we fight for the future? Or do we
controlling
like,
the future or assuming the future? Yeah, the Minority Report flavor.
Yeah,
I know this isn't Marvel, but I read all of Chew in the last month and like caught up. She's such a great comic.
Yeah, you've never read.
Oh my god,
she's an image book about a world in which
people have like food powers. It's if you've never read Chew, awesome. It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's pretty great.
Have to check it out.
My big books right now are All New Wolverine, Deadpool. I'm loving Invincible Iron Man is some of the best Iron Man I've ever read.
Yeah.
Invincible Iron Man's incredible. Moon Knight was my next one.
Yep.
Old Man Logan is a lot of fun. It's super like violent and rough, but it's
I don't
a lot
like
of fun.
It as much as the first run.
I don't either, but I like.
But
the
it's
art
okay.
A lot.
Yeah,
the
it's not bad.
It's gorgeous.
It's not bad.
Daredevil's one of my top. Black Widow, I think, is really, really good. It's the most episode that character.
Black Widow's good. Black Widow's good. One issue without no words.
Yeah, Mark, really, the first issue, so Mark much action. Wade, it's just an action book. So
International
cool.
Iron Man is also great. Both Iron Man books are killing it. Cap Sam Wilson is brilliant. Like, it's a really smart book.
Wait, what?
Cap Sam Wilson. Captain America Sam Wilson,
yeah.
Power Man Iron Fist is fun. And, those are my top books. I just wrote down, like, A's and B's and C's. Comics are great. Pick them up. Local comic stores.
Yeah.
Go do it. Go
steal them from the internet, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, try to buy it first, because that would be cool. Yeah,
all right, we got to wrap out, so what's your comic book? Where can people find it?
Galaxies for Hire. You can go to devilsdo.net. You can also go to your comic store as of, I think, the end of this month and tell them to order it from Diamond and
that's
put it on their
so
shelf.
That's so awesome, man. That's really cool.
Galaxies for Hire.
I forgot news broke during the show.
What's that?
Captain America statue. That 13-foot bronze statue. You guys heard about this? They're building a 13-foot bronze statue that weighs a ton in San Diego for his 75th anniversary.
Really?
There's gonna be a 13-foot giant Captain America.
In
they just
San
announced
Diego
today.
Forever.
Yeah,
they're bringing
forever?
It to San. They're putting it in San Diego to show it off, and then it's moving to a permanent home in a park in Brooklyn.
Which is makes sense.
That's right.
And it says,
"That's really cool."
And it
that's
has
so
a cool. And just a quote on the front. I'm just a kid from Brooklyn.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's cool.
And that happened right before the show, so we didn't have it in the rundown. But there's some promo art. We'll have next week.
So
it's awesome.
Everyone moved to Brooklyn.
Yeah, moral of the story.
We're not there right now.
Yeah.
So Galaxies for Hire. Also, please listen to Cabin Boys. You can find us on iTunes.
iTunes or headgum.com or Spreaker.
Spreaker.com.
And then, follow
us. You've
got
a comic too.
Yeah, it's called Geek. It's a graphic novel I put out. You can get it at geekcomicbook.com. It's like 160 pages, and the digital is only like $3.
It's super cheap.
That's great. It's really good.
It's really fun.
What?
Isn't it 420?
No, it's cheaper than that. No.
It was at one point.
Things got competitive. And then, just follow us on Twitter and stuff.
It is a fun. Geek is great. I highly recommend. Yeah. Stoner book.
All right. Well,
why wait till next week for
concept
art for the statue?
That's
so cool. That is rad.
13
got you
foot.
Covered.
That's awesome.
I'm so excited.
I want to see it.
Right? I want to go. I might take a New York trip.
I'd rather go to New York to see it.
Then see it at Comic-Con. Yeah, that's fair.
Less crowded.
All right. Well, we turned no news into an hour and 12 minutes.
We turned no news into good news.
You're welcome, society.
All right. That's it for our show. Thank you so much. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Marvel News PTN or on Facebook, Marvel News Show. Huge thanks to Colt Badeau, the fifth member, tweeting at us from Alpha Flight Station. He's our social media manager. That's our show. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, and not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.
All right, hey. All right, good job, guys. Let's just not come in tomorrow. Let's just take a day.